This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, understand the essence of patience. Understand the essence of patience. Understand you as a creation. You will be tested. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this creation. Allah will test as He tested His prophets before. He tested them. By Allah, He tested them. He tested Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in His Quran, in His book, that He will test us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah says, indeed, Allah is taking a qasam, that you will be tested with fear, والجوع, and hunger, and poverty. وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. It's a test as well. وَالْأَنْفُسِ, and life. People pass away. It's a test. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? Allah doesn't test us and leave us without a remedy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about patience. Talks about patience. And by Allah, in a few verses before this, He says, إِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek assistance in patience and in your salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those who experience difficulty and they do not use it as a means of denying Allah, but they become closer to Allah, as you seeing from this father, a grieving father, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and glad tidings to the patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. La ilaha illallah. Allah says glad tidings to the patient. Who are the patient? Those when a difficulty befalls them, afflicts them. Qalu, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we are from Allah, and indeed unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will return. We were not made for this world. We were made for Jannah. This world is a test. Allah tested His prophets before, and Allah is testing us. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say for those who say these words when the calamity strikes? Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allah says, for those who say this, then upon them is salawat from Allah, wa rahmah, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. Don't be short-sighted. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. There's two eases for everyone difficulty. You might not see the ease in this world, but by Allah, if you don't, you'll see it in an even greater way in the hereafter, when it matters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ula المهتدون. And they are the truly guided, the rightly guided. إذا أحب الله أحدا ابتلاه. A hadith in the Sahih, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, He will test you. If He loves you, He will test you. This is His sunnah, servants of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Ankabut says, Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do you think it's enough for you to say you believe and you will never ever be tested? You are in the dunya, O servants of Allah. Allah is telling you that you will be tested. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed we tested those before you. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. And by this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make apparent those who are truthful when they say they believe. Those who are truthful when they say they intend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are truthful when they say we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And Allah will make apparent those who are just doing lip service, but indeed are hypocrites and liars. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Shower upon us patience. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us throughout our difficulties. Know and understand, my dear mother, my dear father, my dear brother and sister, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never test you with a difficulty that you cannot handle. If you are facing a difficulty right now, you might be losing your job, you might be having family issues, it might be with your wife, it might be with your children, you might have lost a family member. Understand that you are capable of getting through it. Do not do an injustice to yourself by saying, I cannot cope. By Allah, you can cope. Because Allah will never ask from you that which you cannot cope. Do you understand? So do yourself a favor and sit up and stand up and pass the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He tests those who He loves. And the one who passes the test, there's a greater reward. Just like you in the dunya. When you finish your secondary education, you have greater opportunities. When you go to university, you have more exams. The more exams you pass, greater opportunities are open for you, isn't it? You can do a master's degree. And then if you pass those exams, you can do a doctorate degree. And when you pass those exams, you have greater job opportunity, greater opportunities to earn financial standing and material well-being. This is the same. The more tests you pass, the greater Jannah Allah makes for you. The more beautiful Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes for you. So get your head in the right place and do not deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places upon you. For He tested His prophets. By Allah, He tested His prophets. Have you not read in the second juz? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah says, do you think you will just enter Jannah? And then Allah brings our attention to the examples of those before us. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
Allah says, they were afflicted with difficulties. They were afflicted with tests to such an extent that the
ground below them shook. La ilaha illallah. Hatta yaqul ar-rasul. The Rasul exclaimed, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ. And the people who were with him said, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming? أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, Allah says, indeed,
the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qareeb and near. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.